Nutrition for Michael McCohan, M-A-K-O-H-O-N, March 22nd, 43. Address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, M-D. 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, consultation, Mr. McCohan, progressive renal failure. Progressive weight loss, poor appetite, 1 meal a day. Few teeth left, difficult to chew. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain. Frequent constipation or bleeding, nocturia 3-4 times, but no infection, cloudiness or blood. No incontinence or decreased volume. He still has his prostate. Some depression, 3 prior partners or wives passing away. Underlying COPD, denies purulent material hemoptysis, chronic dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation syncope, denies gross edema claudication symptoms. No sleep apnea or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, his past medical history for alcohol use, hypertension, question, COPD. Excuse me, no question. COPD, prior smoker. Osteoarthritis, prior knee replacement, shoulder repair, pacemaker, back surgery. He denies TIS stroke seizures. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He denies chronic liver disease, kidney stones. Denies coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medication, low pressure, Singulair, albuterol, hydroxyzine, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, procedures including left total knee replacement, left rotator cuff shoulder, pacemaker, back surgery. Next paragraph, does smoke and drink alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, socially, son, he lives alone, but son is next door. He used to be a gourmet chef, culinary school, New York. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight to 150, previously 221. Blood pressure 120 over 70, alert orientation 3, looks older than his age, muscle wasting, bilateral JVD, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise. There are bronchitis, emphysema, distant breath sounds. Heart tones distant but appears regular. Does have femoral bruise. Abdomen, no distension, no ascites, no liver, spleen. All pulses are decreased lower extremities, so onychomycosis. Discolor of the finger and toenails, white discolor. Next paragraph, I found a prior echocardiogram from September 2020. Normal ejection fraction at 60%. Mitral annular calcification. Moderate mitral stenosis. Mild pulmonary hypertension, a pressure around 30. Chemistries in 2016. Creatinine was 1.85. Next available blood test will be 2018, 1.97. Then since then, 2021, 2.31, 2022, 2.28, and this year, May 2.38, August 2.56, and repeat blood test, September of 3. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin 3.2, corrected calcium, low normal, normal phosphorus, no anemia in September, but previously around 12, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 94, new protein in the urine at 266 milligrams per gram, no blood or cells, awaiting free light change. Next paragraph, PTH elevated 207. Next paragraph, reviewing of your records provided. There is a question, rheumatoid arthritis, prior gout, but not in the recent past. Question, progressive memory loss, enlargement of the prostate, prior bronchitis, prior falls and fracture, the syncope at the time of pacemaker placement, syncope as the reason for pacemaker placement with AB block. Next paragraph, a note, cardiology from May. That was for a recheck of pacemaker. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, question related to atherosclerosis hypertension. There is new proteinuria, but with low albumin, however, no major edema, potentially nephrotic syndrome, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Kidney ultrasound needs to be done to assess for obstruction or urinary retention in relation to enlargement of the prostate, awaiting results of monoclonal protein given the prior anemia. In the office, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He is being a prior smoker. There are physical findings of peripheral vascular disease as well as emphysema. He's still drinking alcohol, but I'm not aware of chronic liver disease. And physical exam, no evidence for ascites. No documented encephalopathy, pericarditis, gastrointestinal bleeding, or esophageal varices. Previously, he was exposed to lisinopril HCTC. He is not sure when this was discontinued. He was taking it at least up to 2020. Awaiting results of further testing, We will do a kidney ultrasound. Further advice to follow end of dictation.